FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
South Africa's unemployment rate has dropped. It decreased by 1.4 percentage points to 32.1% between July and September. Stats SA's Dihlulelo Poshogwe explains.
The number of employed persons increased by 294,000 to 16.9 million compared to the second quarter of 2024. The number of unemployed persons decreased by 373,000 to 8 million during the same quarter.
She says the formal sector added 122,000 jobs.
Informal sector employment increased by 165,000 over the same period. The largest industry increases in the number of employed persons were observed in community and social services with 194,000, construction 176,000, and trade with 109,000. Decreases in industry employment were recorded in finance with 189,000, private household 32,000, manufacturing 20,000, and transport with 18,000.
The son of the Kwadukuza traffic officer who was killed while on duty says he's relieved there's been an arrest in the case, even though it won't bring his father back.
We are devastated. Our dad was our everything. He was our breadwinner. He took care of everything, so it's a bit of a shock to us that dad's not here. We've been getting some good support from the family and friends.
Detectives this morning nabbed the alleged gunman in Malmö. Marumuthu Desmond Arugmugam was murdered last week, or just over a week ago. Police say the murder weapon was found at the suspect's home in Gwamashu. The suspect opened fire, killing the father of three. His son, Carl Arugmugam, says his father was known to his family and friends as Desmond.
That was our hero. He did everything for his family. And I guess when you hear other people speak of him as well, all the evidence speaks about his family and his kids. At work, a very well-respected, very, very highly trained officer who did everything in his job to help the people of the community.
And several leading French newspapers are suing social media platform X, accusing it of running their content without payment. They say the site, formerly known as Twitter, has violated so-called neighboring rights. Under a European directive adopted into French law, these rights are due when social media platforms republish news content. The newspapers, as well as news agency AFP, had already asked for an emergency injunction against X, which they accuse of not negotiating. In May, a Paris tribunal agreed with the media companies and gave X 2 months to provide commercial data that would allow them to assess the income it earns from their content. The litigants say the social media site has not yet complied. The top story this hour, South Africa's unemployment rate has dropped. It decreased by 1.4 percentage points to 32.1% between July and September. Find the latest news at ecr.co.za. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.